The vote to approve the new Iraqi government brought a sigh of relief to many as it put an end to more than 8 months of political turmoil. Iraq's top leaders, foreign ambassadors, and members of parliament watched as Parliament Speaker Usama Nujafi called the session to order. Former Prime Ministers Ibrahim al-Jafari and Iyad Alawi addressed the gathering, with Mr. Jafari calling the new government an historic accomplishment. He urged Iraqis to open their hearts and seek the pardon of their brethren for what he called the many trials and tribulations of the recent past. Former Prime Minister Alawi, whose rivalry with Prime Minister Maliki led to the lengthy political vacuum, told legislators the Iraqi nation is its people and its people are the Iraqi nation. He called the formation of the government a new beginning and asked Iraqis to unite, join hands, and participate in governing the country. Prime Minister Maliki read out the lengthy agenda for his new government, including human rights, battling corruption, improving relations with Iraq's neighbors, boosting security, and expanding services to the Iraqi public. Iraqi legislators gave a show of hands to approve the government's program before the Prime Minister read out his list of new ministers one by one for approval. The new ministers then took the oath of office, with Mr. Maliki keeping several top posts for himself temporarily. He insisted he had done his best to form his government, but that many were angry with him because posts were few and job seekers numerous. He also vowed to appoint more women ministers for the remaining positions. But analysts warn there are some negotiations ahead. The big test will be whether the members of this new national unity government, who have spent the past 9 months fighting and arguing with each other, can pull together for the good of the whole country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.